it's been said, and that you may have heard it on TV or on the radio, good things come in small packages. However, there are some people that are not content with small packages. Apparently, the apostles were not content with what they perceived as their amount of faith. And so they said to Jesus, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus explicitly says in today's Holy Gospel, and then he also says in Mark 11:23, whoever does not doubt in his heart but believes in what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Remember Peter when he got out of the boat? He saw Jesus coming to him. He got out of the boat and he started to walk on the water, and all of a sudden he realized what was happening and he began to sink. He was taken on water because doubt crept in. I can remember for years teaching confirmation classes that faith is, quote unquote, trusting God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all things and in all circumstances. You see, faith is limitless. And I think that's really what we're getting at this morning. Faith, trust, and service. Jesus speaks about a servant doing his duty and is to do his duty, not seeking praise or glory. This is all part of Jesus' response to the request from the apostles to increase our faith. And he tells the apostles that you're doing what's expected of you, no more and no less. It seems to me our duty is to live each day by faith in Jesus Christ, to walk by faith, and to be about performing that duty each and every day in all things and in all circumstances. You know, it's been a little warm lately, don't you think? And it's finally going to start to get cool this week. But I'm in awe when I see some of the wonderful servants in this church who come out in spite of the weather and do things like picking weeds, changing ceiling tiles, doing all the things. I mean, y'all are guilty of this. You've all been a part of it. But it's so wonderful because that's what builds a church. That's what makes us a family. It's not just the people that put on the fancy robes and process with the cross. It's the people in the pews who get down and dirty and do stuff. And you all are guilty of that, and I'm so grateful for that. Jesus illustrated his teachings on faith by pointing to a nearby mulberry tree, a large, stout tree. It was known for its longevity and deep root system. Our faith is to be like a mulberry tree, large, strong, long-lasting, and deeply rooted in the love that we have for God. When Jesus taught his apostles to say to the mulberry tree in today's gospel, the Greek word used, and here comes your Greek lesson, the Greek word that was used for say is elegete. It's in the imperfect tense. Now, if you're not a Greek scholar or you're not an English major, the imperfect tense means it's about an action that it was still going on in the past. Well, let me explain that. To repeatedly command the problem to depart. It's almost like, depart, Satan, be gone. It's the same thing, and I can see our Greek studies professor, Grant. He's sitting here nodding in agreement that the imperfect tense is something that doesn't stop. It still goes on. You repeatedly command the problem to depart. Don't just say it once, but keep on going until you achieve a breakthrough. Persistence. Keep commanding your problem to be uprooted. Don't give up and continue to believe. I think Jesus is saying that the only way to increase our faith is by using whatever faith it is that we have. Even teeny tiny faith, the size of a mustard seed, I have a bag here filled with mustard seeds, could uproot the tree with the most tenacious roots and transplant it elsewhere, like in the sea. I want to suggest to you that the most minuscule faith, if exercised, can accomplish the most seemingly impossible. Use it or you lose it. That's a good saying. Use it and it will grow. The impossible, immovable mountains which confront us are suddenly no longer impossible, no longer immovable barriers. The mountainous nature of the problem is no longer mountainous. Together with God, we are an overwhelming force. It's not saying that the problems suddenly disappear entirely, but the mountainous overwhelming part, that's gone. That's thrown into the sea. I want you to hear these words from Matthew 21, verses 21 and 23. "Truly I say to you," Jesus said, "if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." The requirement to moving mountains in prayer is having faith in God. I look around this room and I see people that have received miracle after miracle, that have been blessed and healing and continued healing that's taking place. So why did Jesus use a mustard seed? Well, today we have everything at our fingertips. You got to agree to that, right? We have our phones and we can check on something. If I say something and you might, is that right? You pull out your iPhone and you Google it. A lot of times people do. So many things that are ready to eat. But in Jesus's day, everybody had their own garden. An important part of the garden in Jesus's day was the mustard plant. The plant was well known for its power against disease, its ability to counteract against venom. It's pretty spicy, and it adds its own unique flavor to foods. It's so tiny that it's amazing that from such a small start, this becomes a tree. Faith is like a seed. It starts with something small and over time grows into something larger that allows us to do great things in Christ's name. Many people believe that they'd be better equipped to live the Christian life if God would only grant them more faith. And Jesus focused not only on the quantity of faith, but its character. More faith does not equal greater ability to accomplish things, since God is the one who does the work. The Lord is able to accomplish great things with only a grain of genuine faith. Even a small amount of faith can lead to remarkable results if it's the result of a genuine trust in Almighty God. When we ask for more faith, like the disciples did in today's Holy Gospel, it's often because we're facing difficulties in life and we fear that our faith will weaken or that it won't match the trials that we're facing. And Jesus tells both the disciples and us that the quantity of faith we have is not important. What matters is the quality of our hearts, the quality of our faith. Small amount of faith will enable us to do great things for God. Having faith does not mean that we have the power to perform crowd-pleasing miracles. Sometimes the simplest thing done in faith can have huge impacts. You know, sometimes it's just touching somebody on the shoulder and saying, "I'm praying for you. I love you." Or sometimes it's seeing the faith of a young man who comes out to serve his first service as an acolyte, or a guy that is his cousin and has been serving only 2 years longer, and he still has that look of awe and wonder in his face. I'm talking about Reese and Peyton for his first service. Just look at them today. Lily, she may not look like she's really interested, but I know she is. This is as good as swimming to her, right? You betcha. How many of us plant vegetables or flowers or peanuts or cotton or corn? Yeah. They all start as what? Seeds. Once these seeds are planted, they slowly grow into plants and vegetables of different sizes. All you have to do is look at some of the pumpkins. If you go online and look at some of the pumpkins that are entered in some of these various weigh-ins at this time of year, some of them weigh hundreds of pounds. Not on my doorstep. Because you have to pick it up, put it there, and you have to pick it up and take it away. But they all started from a small seed. 3 years ago, I was standing over there, because this didn't exist yet. This pulpit wasn't here yet. This only came in August of last year. But I was standing over there on October 2nd, 2016, and I gave everybody their own mustard seed. I had the ushers pass them out, and they're tiny. You can see they're only about the size of the head of a pin. Shocking results come from such a small seed, which was expected to yield nothing. It's tiny. What could it possibly do? But Jesus told us the mustard seed produced a plant, actually a tree, that became greater than all herbs or garden plants. In Luke chapter 13, verse 19, on page 1622 of your pew Bible, I'm going to ask you to turn there if you would. Jesus said, and he described it, it's like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches. Don't put the Bible away yet. I heard from some people that they really like opening the Bible during the sermon. And so I'm going to try to reincorporate that in sermons to come. And Jesus told us that this amazing little dot grows to an incredible place, an incredible size. And explain it further. Jesus put it this way. If you would, go to Matthew 13, 31 to 33 on page 1522. He told them, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. These same words are recorded in Mark 4, 31 to 32. I'm not going to ask you to go there. And another example in Matthew 17, verse 20. I asked you to just turn a few pages to page 1529. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And so in closing this morning, I want to come back to that definition of faith. Trusting God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all things and in all circumstances. And you know what? Our response to the blessing of faith that God gives us should be a desire and an ability to do what Jesus asks us to do, including great things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.